Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Now I'm in saving up to buy some naming rights of something somewhere. Tim Murray.
Murray Park.
There we go.
Murray World.
No. The ultimate goal is to have a bowl game. It's the ultimate goal.
The Murray Bowl.
And I think we could all get together. What about the Bob, Brian, and Murray Bowl?
We could maybe GoFundMe that.
We probably could get it for...
GoFundMe that. Yeah.
Like, we got like 25 grand. We could do some bowl.
What's the cheapest bowl out
there? We looked that up, and it was...
It was cheap.
It was... If we all pooled our money and maybe got a little extra from a few outside people, we could afford it. But I don't think you can buy it for just a year. I think they want like a 4 or 5 year commitment on
those
things, don't they, Tim?
We'll do live remotes from there. It'll be great. I don't know if any bowl game would want to come to Milwaukee, but I think we can make it
happen. We just grab one that needs a name and we don't try and move one here.
Yeah, they're changing all the time.
Because Miller Park, when they built it, it's not really configured for football. Even County Stadium, when the Packers played there years and years ago, wasn't really configured for football. And when they were building Miller Park, the Packers called the Brewers and said, hey, don't worry about getting a football field in there. We're just going to play all our games up here at our really nice stadium.
Made for football.
And the Brewers went, okay, works for us, and we have a great baseball park now, which is getting its name changed, Miller Park.
Yeah, what's the... I mean, this is more on you guys. What's the reaction? I'm a little sad from afar. I like Miller Park.
Well, I think sadness might be setting in. I think it was outrage at first yesterday when the news came out. What?
Because people are mad at American Family Insurance.
Well, they're a Wisconsin company as well, so I don't think anybody's mad. I'm not. Are you mad, Brian? I don't want to speak for everybody.
I'm a little sad.
Are you mad? Not mad.
We got a couple more years to embrace the Miller Park, though. You got this year in 2020, right? A couple more years before it becomes American Family Insurance.
Is there time to soften up to this? I got a Bahamas Bowl for $225,000.
That's it. Let's do it.
Is that in the Bahamas?
The Popeyes Bahamas Bowl.
Well, it's not the Popeyes Bahamas. So the great thing about the Bahamas Bowl this year, it was... The Makers Wanted Bahamas Bowl, and I thought that was the liquor Makers Mark.
Right, right.
No, it's a residential area in Illinois. Elk Grove Village is the home of the largest industrial park in the United States, and it's in Illinois. I mean, that's incredible. I love that. So the Makers Wanted Bahamas Bowl. So that might be spoken for.
It's in the Bahamas, right?
Oh, yeah. It's in Nassau, Bahamas.
If we get that one, it can't go any worse than the Fire Festival. I just watched the documentary on that last night.
All right,
night.
So can we... have I been living under a rock? Everyone's telling me about this, the Fire Festival on... there's one on Netflix and there's one on Hulu.
I watched one on Netflix last night.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was interesting at just what a sham it was and how these idiots thought they could pull this off in 90 days and how it just turned into a total scam. The easiest thing would have been to just at 2 or 3 weeks out, wave your arms and go, we're not ready for this. We'll refund the money.
What was the whole premise? It was a music festival in the Bahamas.
It was a party for the rich. It was like, hey, they were going to sell you a beachside cabana, one bedroom, living room, all that stuff. You know, it's a tent, but it's, you know, like a luxury tent. And that'd be $50,000 for the weekend, but it was going to be the party to end all parties. They had music lined up, Blink 182, Ja Rule, Iggy Azalea, you know, and they were towards the end, they're canceling left and right, and things weren't showing up, and these luxury tents were just basically pup tents with air mattresses.
There's news stories that are just hours old about caterers getting refunded by GoFundMe efforts.
Yeah, the people who organized it had to like escape from this island because the locals were going to kill them for non-payment. I mean, it was a total... It was a, When you see the footage of it.
And when did this happen?
2016, just a couple of years ago.
And was this a huge news story at the time? Did you guys talk about it? Did Carrie talk about it?
Carrie told us this morning when we were talking about it. She says, well, we covered this.
Really?
But it was, you know, it was not a huge news story, but the story is fascinating.
Yeah, Blink 182, I'm reading at a Vulture article, and it says Blink 182 drops out. We're not confident that we would have what we need to give you the quality of performances we always give our fans.
Well, they have people, because we all had cell phones then, so they have people on these buses. They're busing them in school buses. They thought they'd get these luxury accommodations, like flown in on all this stuff. So they're being bused in on school buses, and the reaction is, no way. Turn around. This can't be where we're going, you know, from the people showing up.
And these people and so, dropped 50 grand to go to this thing?
Yeah.
That was the low end. There were some,
wow.
They had like $250,000 packages and $500,000 packages.
Are you sure you want to put on the Bahamas Bowl?
Right after that?
Well, the Bahamas Bowl, at least we know it happens. I mean, no one goes to it, but it's still, I mean, we know it happens.
Right, everything's up and in place, right?
I mean, it's
at,
been
Thomas Robinson Stadium in Nassau, okay.
They've never announced more than 13,667 people, which really means probably 5,000 people.
Really? They've had it that much?
Oh, probably. Yeah, I mean, all these things. I used to laugh when we would have, you know, a April game in the minors, and our GM would come in, and he would put down a little post-it on my laptop for the attendance.
Attendance for tonight's game.
And I'd be like, 3,000? I'm like, there's 52 people here. What what the hell are you talking about? And it was the running joke in the league was the Frederick Keys attendance, because what he said was, you know, it's essentially if zero people show up for a game, that they would still announce like 2,000 because of the season tickets. And
is that tickets sold?
Yeah, it's tickets sold, okay. And they just kind of spread it out over the year. But, I mean, that was the funny thing. And, you know, on a Wednesday in May when nobody's there, you look around, you're like, how are you really going to announce 3,500 people are here? There's 14.
I can count how many people are here.
In the old days, didn't the American League and the National League do it differently? The one league did it by turnstiles, how many people actually passed through the turnstiles, and the other league did it by, like you were just talking about, tickets sold.
Well, that's a funny thing. I don't know about that, but it is funny. Even in the major leagues, obviously, they do this similar thing. And, you know, you'll have nights where it is countable on just a couple hands, and they'll announce, guess the attendance here tonight, 12,512.
I've been to minor league games where I could have named people there. You know, not only do I know how many are here, I know them all.
We heard lights buzzing at Mud Hens games.
Yeah.
The best was, so in Frederick, we would set up our crowd microphone over one of the sections. So on Friday and Saturday nights, especially in the summer, it was really good. You would get a great, you know, ambiance. But if you were trying to send out an audio tape of your call, you would sometimes hear conversations just because there was no one there. You'd be like, all right, we gotta turn down this microphone here because Lord knows what they're talking about.
Right, don't need that getting out over the air for everyone to hear.
There was also when I was doing a season in the New York Penn League, which is the short season A ball, and I was in upstate New York, and my broadcast booth was just legit like an extension of the stands. And there was a little kid who turned around and like saw my crowd mic just going out the window and was just like, hey, just hitting the microphone. I'm like, stop doing that.
Euchre never has to tell kids to stop hitting the microphone.
And then I think it was the July 4th weekend. I was in the suburbs of Cleveland broadcasting a game, and a guy turns around. And I'm broadcasting for, you know, the Orioles minor league affiliate. He's going, you know what the Indians score is? And I'm like, no. And I just put my hands up. I'm like, what? No. I think if I did it today, I would answer the guy because I would be like, no one's listening to this thing. I'd be like, all right, yeah, hold on there, buddy. Let me look up the Indians score for you. We're like, hold on, folks. I got a request from a fan. Indians 6 and Red Sox 2. There you go, bud. the stories from the minors.
So Miller Park.
Yes.
We're going to AmFam. And if you look at the architecture of Miller Park, the Miller signage looks like it's part of the design, if you know what I mean. You know, like when they built the park, like we'll make the Miller sign go right here. It'll fit perfectly. Like the architects worked that in. I just wonder if it's going to flow as effortlessly with AmFam Park or whatever they decide to put up there. You know, because it's in the clock tower on the outside. It's right over the main windows, the main entrance, but over the brick.
What a cool-looking ballpark.
Thank you.
What a cool-looking ballpark.
Come on up. We'll take you to a game.
I'm coming in July for the tournament. Let's go.
Yeah. Everything is as it should be and looks like it should be, and you know, it's the way it was designed. Then we start screwing with it, and then things get sideways.
Well, we've added things that weren't there.
And stuff.
We've added stuff since it's open because they have to keep it up to date. It's part of the contract that they have to be in the top 10% of whatever cool stuff is in stadiums around the country.
Is that what it is?
It is. Like when the ribbon boards went in, we got one because it was written into the contract.
I'll be interested. I mean, this is what I'm sure they have the next 2 years to figure out what that logo will look like, but it does. The Miller Park certainly looks like it fits into the original design, but they'll figure it out. They'll figure out a way to make it look cool, place it in there.
Yeah, I can't imagine we're just going to screw an AmFam over the Miller Park that's up there already.
Well, we'll keep the park, and we'll just unscrew Miller and just put up a sign.
Yeah. But it
so is it going to be? Are they going to shorten it? Is it going to be? Is that what people are going to call it? AmFam Park?
As soon as I heard it was American Family Park, I said, "Well, they'll shorten that to AmFam, won't they?" There's nothing has been said about it. But like Brian said earlier, this fit perfectly. The Milwaukee Brewers play at Miller Park.
Yeah,
Brewers.
It fit together so nicely that.
Who's to blame? Maybe Miller didn't want to pony up the cash anymore. They committed $41 million for the naming rights back in 96 before ground was broken. And I got to imagine that they didn't want to pony up.
I can't believe we renamed Miller Park before we renamed Helfair Field right there next to it. That Helfair Field is still Helfair Field. That's just a little, like, little league.
Well, it's the home plate is where County Stadium's home plate was.
But it's not home plate. It's up where in the stands in the concrete.
Oh, really?
Where, yeah, it's not exactly at home plate. Yeah, where County Stadium used to be. So, yeah.
Pour one out for Miller Park.
Yeah, got a couple of years, but.
Yeah, two more years.
Tick-tock.
15-year agreement, too, so it'll be AmFam Park for a long time.
Boy. So Miller had a 25-year agreement then, right?
20-year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the stadium opened in 2001, right?
Okay.
And this is up in 2020.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 20-year agreement.
$41 million for 20 years. Actually, that's a pretty good deal.
Is it? I don't know what you get for naming rights. But what other parks have been renamed around the country? How many?
Oh, they get renamed all the time. Like Kaminsky Park in Chicago. That thing's been renamed a million times. Whatever.
The Kaminskys live two blocks over.
It's a name that doesn't matter anyway.
Yeah, it's not the name of the ballpark anymore.
Yeah,
right?
It's one cellular. Oh, now it's Guaranteed Rate Field. That thing changes, I feel like, every other day.
It was U.S. Cellular for a couple of years.
Yeah, U.S.
Right?
Cellular. Let's look at that. I've been there. It's not the greatest.
No, not at all. But original Kaminsky Park was a real dump.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, literally, was when you'd watch those games on TV, I swear there were murders going on in the stands. It was so dark.
We would, we went to, I think it was a day game. It was the first year of interleague ball, so it was like 1997, something like that. I went to an Astros-White Sox game at Kaminsky. Kaminsky, not in a great neighborhood.
No, it's on the south side of Chicago.
Yeah,
no, it's horrible.
Guaranteed Rate Field, not in a great area.
Yeah.